Good afternoon. Temperatures continue to climb today with a good deal of sunshine across interior New York and New England. We'll see some scattered pop-up clouds developing and building through the afternoon, as a weak cool front which settled in overnight is draped across the region. This front, though, may provide the focus for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we get deeper into the afternoon and the heat builds along with increasing humidity. Temperatures will top out in the middle to upper 80s. That front will push back to the north as a warm front tonight. With its close proximity, though, to the region, we do run the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms during the overnight hours. It'll be more muggy as well, with temperatures dropping back on average into the lower 60s. With that front heading to the north and into Canada tomorrow, we'll be in the warm zone of air, with readings surging into the upper 80s to around 90. With the increased instability, with higher humidity and the warmth, scattered showers and thunderstorms could fire tomorrow afternoon, especially across the higher terrain. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will dominate during the day on Saturday. Temperatures in most places will touch the 90-degree mark. Because of that heat and increased humidity, we do run the risk at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some energy approaching from the west will produce a few more showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Monday as temperatures reach the lower to mid-80s for the remainder of the holiday weekend. Right now it looks dry on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across a large part of Nebraska and Kansas, and also an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of western and central Texas. A very complex forecast is unfolding again, with overnight and morning convection complicating the details. With that said, the broader picture is suggestive of at least locally substantial severe potential, along with the risk for very large hail. Locally damaging winds and tornadoes will also be possible in the two enhanced risk areas. And the National Hurricane Center has issued a special tropical outlook and is monitoring an area of cloudiness and showers over the western Atlantic Ocean a few hundred miles northeast of the Bahamas. This area of disturbed weather is associated with a newly formed area of low pressure. Environmental conditions are expected to gradually become more conducive for development, and a tropical or subtropical cyclone could form on Friday or Saturday. The low is forecast to move slowly west-northwestward or northwestward and approach the southeastern U.S. coast over the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 23 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 50. The record high, 94, set in 2010 and in 1914, and the record low, 38, set in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, warm today, with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight, and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warm today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm today, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, warm today, with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, even more humid, with scattered showers and storms, upper 80s. Hazy, hot, humid Saturday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm near 90. A slightly better chance at more showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. Still mostly dry, warm, humid in the lower to mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.